This big, gigantic, gorgeous structure is St. Patrick's Cathedral. It's a Roman Catholic Church. The work on it started in 1958, but because the Civil War was ending in the South...
1858.
18, thank you. What did I say? 16?
19.
19. I said 19?
19.
The Civil War was not that recently.
Wow.
It started in 1858, but because of Reconstruction and the war ending, resources were there. It took them almost 20 years to finish building this church, but it was worth it. I mean,
it's
look
gorgeous.
At it. It is gorgeous. A literary reference, F. Scott Fitzgerald and Zelda were married here.
Oh, really?
And
kind of.
They were not married in the church itself because they have different religions. It was considered a mixed marriage.
Yeah.
So they were married in the cardinal's residence as opposed to the church itself.
Wow.
And then they went to Greenwich Village and had their reception at Chumley's. Yeah. There are other notable people here. George Cohen, who was considered the father of the American musical. He was in showbiz since he was a kid. As a performer, writer, producer, director, there's a huge statue of him in Times Square, and he had his funeral here when he passed away. Among his pallbearers for George Cohen's funeral, Irving Berlin, Eugene O'Neill, and Joseph McCarthy of the McCarthy hearings.
Wow.
So they weren't all that, you know, popular for a good reason anyway. The beauty of this church has been threatened by terrorism. There were terrorists that thought by destroying this, they could bring down the spirit of New York. It happened in 1914 and 1915. Communists actually succeeded in bombing a portion of the floor, but they've repaired it. Babe Ruth also had his funeral held here in 1948.
Who was that?
Babe Ruth.
Oh, Babe Ruth.
No, Babe Ruth?
Baseball
player, yeah.
Baseball.
Baseball and candy bar. And we're gonna head back this direction.
Baseball.
You're gonna tell us something about Mr. Atlas here.
Mr. Atlas. Mr. Atlas. Let's see what I know about Atlas.
Is this still the Rockefeller Center up here?
This is all Rockefeller Center, even to the end of that block.
You're right.
This was unveiled in 1937.
Oh, wow.
It stands 15 feet tall, and the entire structure is 45 feet tall. It's the largest sculpture in Rockefeller Center, and it says that, where is it, the top of the sphere he's holding points toward the North Star.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Some people say that it reminds them of Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged, but her book was written in the 50s, and this was erected in the 30s, so this didn't inspire her at all.
Yeah,
it wasn't inspired by her. It was up before she wrote the book, unless she was inspired by it.
Yeah.
Once again, you see that Art Deco style. Art Deco is like one of those styles that was very into things that look mechanical. All the people that are painted or sculpted in Art Deco look like robots.
Yeah.
All the buildings look like machinery.
Yeah.
We're gonna pass by the Chrysler building. It looks like a huge machine, you know? It's beautiful, but it's a beautiful machine. Reminds me of steampunk, almost.
Yeah.